He felt his teeth gritting again and fought to relax taut muscles, but his voice was nonetheless sharp. And before that it was mountain climbing. And before that, what? You were a stunt pilot? You raced cars in Europe? You went on some bloody dangerous safari in Africa and were nearly killed? One delicate brow rose, but there was no inflection of surprise in her casual voice. You've been reading the supermarket rags. He ignored that, mostly because it was true. What is it with you, Kyle? A death wish? A life wish, more like. She smiled a little. Lucas felt another jolt. Her answer was just what he had replied years before when a friend asked why he risked his life as an undercover cop. But that was a long time ago. Now he was the chief investigator for a string of companies and corporations that spanned the globe, and there was a certain amount of danger in that from time to time. But he never risked his life recklessly. Kyle did. She was still smiling. You know, Luke, I've been wrong all these years. I thought when you walked out on me, you'd forget me in a week. But it seems you didn't. You've been feeling guilty, haven't you? Why? Did you think I'd developed some kind of complex? That I've been trying all these years to kill myself because of you? Lucas started to deny that, but found he couldn't. It had crossed his mind more than once because she'd gotten even wilder after. But by leaving her, he had stopped at least one of her insanely reckless games. All he could manage to say, though, was, "You were very young." She looked squarely at him, her serenely beautiful face unchanged by the passing of a decade. Oh, I see. You were worried that you'd seduced an innocent kid. Something flickered briefly in her eyes and then was gone. Want me to ease your conscience? Damn it, Kyle! Her mouth twisted wryly. Sorry. Low blow. I think I was entitled to that, though, don't you? After a taut pause, he relaxed suddenly and smiled. It was over. Past. So play it her way, he thought. Play it light. Pretend it hadn't mattered. You're entitled to more than that. What took you so long? Ah, so you came up here expecting to be drawn and quartered. Not my style, I'm afraid. If I remember, I had a violent...